Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back to the Whiskey and Whiskey and Watches.
Yeah.
That's not what
whiskey
we're doing today.
Whiskey, Watches, and Gemstones.
We're going to do the Whiskey and Wisdom podcast today.
Whiskey and Watches, you know, we can talk about everything.
That's fine.
It is the Whiskey and Wisdom podcast with your co-host Chris Kellum and
Tyler Yaw.
Today we are on location with our special guest,
Aaron.
And we are in her amazing new studio as it's being built. It smells freshly painted.
Very freshly painted.
That's why it looks so nice and bright in here.
Oh, yes. The floor is freshly painted bright white, and that's really where the smell is coming from.
I apologize for any scuffs that we put
in here. Oh, no. No. The urethane they promised me would, and I've already tried. I've already had some scuffed, used the little magic eraser and some alcohol, rubbing alcohol, came right out.
Nice. Yeah. Good to know.
So before we get super deep in it, we have been on location. We're doing a traveling bus for this month, doing a bunch of stuff on location in Surf City. We're shouting out. So we tried some Sundial. They had a matcha, blackberry lemonade. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Sounds delicious.
We talked about it on a couple episodes ago. And then we were inspired. We were at Hidden Ships also within the past couple weeks. And they inspired us with their Tom Collins, which is a gin-based drink. Unfortunately, it's not whiskey, but it's delicious either way. So what do you think about it?
I think it's delicious. It's very springy, got a nice little pep in it. It's very good.
What Chris and I have talked about in the past, too, is sometimes we drink a little too much whiskey and our palates get burned out on the whiskey taste. And for me, anyway, gin is my next go-to now. So it's always good, especially on a nice springish feeling type of day.
Yes. And I'm honestly, who doesn't love whiskey? But I was pretty excited about the little switch up that I got the Tom Collins.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'm really spoiled. So like I love whiskey, but I'm a seasonal person. Mm-hmm. So like whiskey in the springtime is very hard unless you make a mixed drink.
Right.
Whereas gin, I feel like you can do it spring, summer. Mm-hmm. Nice little transition, but still very flavorful, has a lot of notes into it.
Well, gin's like the quintessential alcohol to make cocktails with for a long time.
Yes.
Right.
I thought it was vodka, and then I found out that they really weren't using vodka in like Prohibition times.
No, so. In pre-Prohibition either, too.
Yeah.
See?
It's gin.
A very new type of liquor is vodka coming out. I think it was like the 1950s is when it started
the
to
potatoes
like.
Potatoes and.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I blame the Irish.
It is our fault.
Before we get too down the rabbit hole, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name is Aaron Canada, and a fun fact is I've never been to Canada. And
I'm sure you get that a lot, right?
I do. Actually, people like at the airport or anywhere, they ask me if I'm from Canada. A lot. And I'm like, no. And then I say, I've actually never been. And the people just can't. They don't even know what to do with it. So I say that to my husband and my in-laws a lot, that I'm the only Canada left that has not been to Canada. So I'm originally from the Midwest, right outside of Chicago. I have two amazing sisters, and one of them is in Indianapolis. The other one is still outside of Chicago. I went to DePaul University. Which is in Chicago, and I played softball. So I grew up as an athlete and played college athletics, and which we'll get into later is that what kind of brought me to Pilates, because I think I got hurt at some point in that journey. So
many jokes and questions.
Oh, so go ahead.
So what position you play in softball?
I was a left fielder and a center fielder.
Okay. As long as you weren't a catcher.
I was not a catcher.
I hope my wife doesn't listen.
My
wife was a catcher.
Please. Like, you can cut this out. But I was just like, wait, you played softball?
We don't cut anything out.
Straight?
Yes. So it's fun. Oh, no. A lot of my friends, and I'll say it's a funny. It is. They tried it. There was a little bit of questioning of it, but... Yeah. Oh, yes. No, so yes, straight. So yeah, it was a fun, it was a great experience. Made some, a lot of great friends. Okay. And then after that, I was a teacher for 10 years. Nine, 10. I don't know. I have to, my husband
somewhere
keeps track
close.
Now.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Chicago Public Schools, then moved to Florida and taught in the public schools there. And then I moved back to Chicago and taught at a Catholic, all-girls Catholic school for 1 year. And I was the head of the English department, and it was awful. And I almost cried every day. And then during that time is when I met my husband. And so then that fairy tale started. So
where'd you meet your husband?
Okay. So I was introduced to him through my sister. He is a football coach, and so is my sister's husband, and they work together at NC State, which is actually how we found Surf City area. So in the year, actually the winter before we met, he found the house that we are currently remodeling. Amazing nightmare that is. And then I met him the following winter. So he was at NC State and coached football there, was the offensive coordinator there. And then we dated, I keep saying remotely because everything's remote, but
yeah,
long right. distance, I guess. And then he got a job at the University of Pittsburgh at Pitt. And we then moved in together. I moved from Chicago to there. And then we got married and moved to LSU. Or actually, we moved to LSU, Baton Rouge, and worked at LSU. Yeah. Then we got married. And then after that... You want to know this whole thing now?
I'm down for
yeah,
it.
Okay. All right. Here
time.
We go. All right.
That's
here we go.
Here
so
for.
We went from Pittsburgh to Baton Rouge, then Baton Rouge to Maryland, Maryland to here for a year with a year off. And then after that, we were hired by the Steelers and we're back to Pittsburgh and we're with the Steelers for four seasons. Yes. For 4 seasons.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
You say back to here, you mean back to like North Carolina? Because
back
UNCW
to North Carolina.
Doesn't have a football
no,
team.
No, no, no. We took a year off. Okay. So then we just lived here. And that's actually where I met Brittany and China, who are my real estate buddies because I got my real estate license.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I was like connecting all the dots because we always joke that like there's 6 degrees of separation, but within us and the podcast, there's only 2.
Okay.
Right.
So technically, I know you through Brittany because she had mentioned you, and I think we unofficially met at her birthday a few years ago.
I agree. Mm, okay. I remember that.
See? Small world.
You're right.
Yeah.
See?
You're right.
Yep. See?
I remember
He has a better memory. That's why we work together.
Hey,
so.
That's my husband has the better memory, too. Like, I gave him all the nieces and nephews' birthdays. Like, he's in charge now. Like, I'm like, what year did I go to? When did I graduate?
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yes.
So you finally came back.
Yes. Yeah, so now we're back. We had, you know, it was a lot going on last year, a lot of stress. I mean, the industry is very stressful.
Oh, yeah.
But Matt has had an awesome career 30 years. And then, you know, now we're here. And this has always been the plan, is to come here, live here full time, do some real estate stuff. However, as Surf City and Hampstead and Holly Ridge and Sneed's Ferry even have started to grow, there's just been such a need for things, for anything, restaurants,
all the things,
right? And so many people are living here. And so we got here and I'd looked into it in Pittsburgh. I'd looked into it somewhere else. And I was like, no, there's a reason. Like, you could open a franchise and even you can run it from anywhere, basically.
Sure.
It's like, no, you know. And so then we got here the first couple of weeks and we saw this place. It was for rent. And I was like, I think this is it. I think it's meant to be.
Before we dive in too far into here, how did you like Pittsburgh? And the reason why I asked that is only because I'm from Lancaster, PA.
Mm-hmm.
So I was closer to the Philly side.
Got it. Right. For a long time, it was one of my favorite places to live until last year.
Fair.
So.
And then you were like, it's too cold and I love the beach.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what we'll go with.
I was going to say, that's the story. We're sticking to it.
We love the sunshine and palm trees.
Oh my gosh. It's really random talking about palm trees down the rabbit hole. I always forget that there are palm trees in North Carolina because where I live, I'm in still New Hanover County, but like there aren't palm trees.
Right.
But I'm looking out your front window and I'm like, this is the most gorgeous view. One, it's silly because it's like a mini golf course, but
right.
there's palm trees in it.
There's
and I'm like,
palm trees.
You know what? This just makes you feel like warm and just fun and
yes.
inviting.
Yes. We've planted some palm trees and from the guy that planted them for us, they're not, they're not indigenous to here. They have to be brought
right.
here. And technically it's not that warm for them, mm-hmm. but we've got three that are super thriving, like really good.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
So talking more about this area that we're sitting in right now.
Yes.
So have you always been kind of into the Pilates like industry or been practicing and decided, you know what, let's jump into it?
So I have been practicing Pilates for a long time. So I originally did it because my best friend, Kristen, she was an instructor in Chicago and we were in our 20s and I would try to go. I'd drop into any class I could that because
right.
it would be free, right? Or discounted, right? Because
exactly.
Pilates is expensive. And so then my back. Something happened. I like I said before, I think it was an injury from years of mm-hmm. playing softball. My L5-S1 disc was completely shot.
Oh,
and
wow.
so, and I'm turning 40. So just to give you a like for to have that big of a back injury that young is pretty unheard of. It's not very common. And so for a number of years, probably 7 years, the only thing that got me through the day was doing Pilates because it kept my hamstrings and my back muscles from being tight. It worked my core to support my back and, kept my spine straight and aligned and not crushing down on that disc. So I would have to do it to get through the day. So that's how I got into Pilates. And
oh, wow.
Yes. So then in Pittsburgh, actually, while doing Pilates, studio I was at, the owner was like, would you ever be interested in teaching? I was like, I think I might. I think that sounds great. I was a teacher plus putting in something that I like, which I love to do. I did it every day. So it took the two things, two skills that I already had and put them together. And it's been a really great fit.
That's great. And so I know very little about Pilates,
okay.
but I'll do my absolute best to make the questions make as much sense as possible. But from what I understand, there's a very large variation of what Pilates is and what can be. And then I was introduced to these things called reformers, and
yes.
I still have no clue what they are. So let's
yes.
start there. What is
okay.
a reformer?
Okay, so I'm going to go back a little bit further than that. So
okay.
Joseph Pilates.
Thank you so
much. No worries. A little right. bit, little history lesson for you. So Joseph
help.
Pilates invented Pilates. And he originally invented mat Pilates. So you would do it on the ground, different poses. It was a series of specific exercises that you'd go through.
Okay.
Well, it's hard for people. People aren't very strong. They don't have the core. They don't have the stamina. So he created this machine called the reformer to help and aid people.
Gotcha.
Another fun fact. The other part of these machines that he invented is because he was in a rehabilitation camp of sorts during World War II and was helping soldiers rehabilitate. And he would use the reformer and what's known as the trapeze table Cadillac to
wow.
help them recover from these injuries. So it's actually a classical Pilates has been around for a very long time. And now, which is what my studio is going to be, it'll be a, contemporary take on these classical exercises. So A lot of benefits there.
Just so you know, I'm
yes.
really curious as to like what Pilates positions
mm-hmm.
that you'll go through. So you might see some random pictures posted later of
yeah.
us trying to try Pilates.
Yeah.
Things.
Well,
oh,
I wish I had my
Chris.
Equipment. I'd get you on there, but and you'll have to come back.
We will come.
Yeah,
back.
We'll
you'll have to
come
back when the reformers are here. So.
So my other question
mm-hmm.
is. From my ignorance,
mm-hmm.
is what's the difference between yoga and Pilates?
Okay, that's a great question. So yoga is usually a lot of poses where you stay in the pose and master that pose, right? And you're finding your breath and your center. So Bikram has series of poses. So I'd say it's a little more similar to that. If we're talking classical mat Pilates, you go
okay.
in the order and you get better at each of those. Now, yoga... You can, just like Pilates, you can do all sorts of different things with the classical attempt to that, So I would say Pilates is more, I don't want to say core. I'm not going to like piss off any yogis, right? it's just, it's a little more different, a little bit more focus on elongation of muscles. And then when we're doing the leg movements, we're focused on small muscular movements versus the holding and the squeezing of a pose. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
And so when you're on the reformer, there's springs and pulleys that assist, and the bed, the carriage it's called, moves back and forth and aids in these exercises that you're doing. So oftentimes people think that adding more springs makes it harder, which if you want something heavier, if you're laying down, what I always like to joke about, it's like you're doing squats laying down. Who doesn't want to do squats laying down? And if I have you hold in the middle, you're doing a wall sit. But if I take springs off, especially during ab work, you have to control this moving carriage with your core. That's the only thing you can, that's all you've got. So yoga is, I feel, and I'm not an avid yogi, right? I feel like it's the holding the positions. It is about strength, but there's just, it's just different. I guess
I feel like
that makes sense.
It's an elevation. Like in general, typically people start working out and then they realize like, oh, I'm super tight. And someone's like, well, you should probably try yoga to build some core strength and just stretching. And then from there, it's like, hey, you should probably try Pilates. Like you haven't mastered yoga. So it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't know if you can ever master it.
Right.
But you've gotten really good at it. So let's move to the next step is, and in general, I think it's crazy that like most people don't know what Pilates is.
Right, right.
And I've seen like pictures here and there, and I even saw there were some like teams, like professional, like male sports were like, hey, we're sending our players to go do Pilates.
Oh yeah.
And that's just saying like, it's not just a ladies
thing.
It's a full body.
It is. It's actually recommended by many doctors. My doctor, with my back, recommended me go to Pilates. Well, the unfortunate part is that it's not covered by insurance, and it's expensive because you have the reformers, because you have, there's another apparatus called the chair. There's more of an investment in that because you're using different pieces of equipment. And so it's hard because I think a lot of people don't know about it because there is a different price point than yoga. However, the stretch you get, I have a class that's going to be called Stretch and Refresh, and it's my absolute favorite. You get your feet in your straps and you do circles and you get a stretch that you've never will be able to get on the ground on a mat with just your body. It's what's amazing. And that's where it's good for bodies of all types. It's one of the phrases is that, especially here, is that we're Pilates for every body. It doesn't matter what body type. Pilates can be, I've had clients who are 90, 70, 20, like you can make it individualized as you want and need for each person.
So the reformer part of it isn't just for like newbies at Pilates either, right?
No.
So I can be like anyone.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So reformer, definitely people like the reformer, right? It's, you can do Pilates, like for example, at Hot Works down the road in the sauna, they have a mat Pilates, which I've done. I'm a member down in there. I do that. But you just do the different exercises, go through them. It's wonderful. But you get the assistance. You can do more, feel more on the reformer.
I was very curious. I was going to ask you that. Like, because everyone looks and like, well, I can't do Pilates because it's expensive. And I'm like, but it's the same with anything. Like, if they're supplying way more equipment and you're doing more for your body, it's going to be more expensive, but it's also better for your body.
Yes. Yeah. So that's one of the things that someone said to me once when we were just talking to different instructors, and they said, you're going to pay for it now, or you're going to pay for it later. So either monetarily, or if you're sick or you're hurt. So if you're investing in yourself, it's just about also health and wellness. You know, it's the food you put into your body. It's, you know, are you staying active and walking? So Pilates is also, you know, being about being well and having a balanced life and a balanced body.
The one thing that I always bring up to kind of bring all of that together is it's easy for both Chris and I to go to the Starling, which is right across the street from our studio, and drop $60 on drinks. And then I would go to the juice bar that's right across the street from my office, and be like, oh, a juice for a whole day, like it's $60 for like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness, that's right. So expensive.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at it and you're like,
yep.
I'm willing to poison my body for $60, but I'm not willing to help my body for $60.
Exactly.
Same concept there too. Like, where is that money coming from? What vice can you give up to help yourself?
Exactly, exactly. But the one of the things that, you know, I'm excited about is that I am offering a really great founders discount to the memberships. Before we open, during the grand opening, and then for a period of time after we open. So for locals, that's going to be, you know, that's going to be the best best way to get in for more bang for your buck. But, you know, I'm not trying, you know, yes, obviously who's into business to not make money, right? But, you know, I'm not trying to overprice anything in Wilmington or anywhere else. So that was the other part of like being here, is that the closest Pilates studio or anything near it is 28 and a half miles away, right? Doing that market research. So basically 30 miles away. Mm-hmm. So there's a need. And there's a lot of people here who are interested.
I feel like you're coming in at an amazing time, because we were talking earlier, like this area is just growing drastically. Mm-hmm. Like it used to, for pretty much winter, there was no one here.
Right.
But it's growing because there's military presence. There's people who are retiring. There's people who are like, hey, I just want to move to a good spot that's not completely overcrowded, and you're in a good place.
Yep.
But I do have a real question.
Yeah, go ahead.
When are you supposed to be opening?
Oh, that is a great question. April.
Oh, you're like me. So like at work, we're doing construction, and it's like, when is it going to be done? And I'm like, well.
Springtime.
In April. No, we've had. So the reason behind this big April is because the equipment is Balanced Body. It's their studio reformer, which is their pride and joy, right? They have a lot of different ones, but it's the staple. And they build them in California, and then they ship them via freight. So they're shipping out next Thursday. So 1 week from today. Now, what that means for me is, how long does that truck take to get from California to here? So, you know, once I get the equipment in here set up, then I'm going to be able to announce the schedule, the date, the grand opening stuff, a lot of the fun stuff that we have planned.
So, because I'm hoping you guys will watch this video. Or check out all our social medias from this episode.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. We would
love it.
Follow us.
But
Paralyzed Pilates TI.
So that was one of the questions is, Where can people follow you?
Great.
Just so they can see what's going on and kind of like, oh, she's about to open, or just kind of show that you aren't just a big corporate Pilates studio.
Yep.
You're putting in the work. So where can they follow you guys?
We are Paradise Pilates and then TI, like Topsail Island.
Okay. Nice. And second, the reason I'm asking you guys to follow and check this out is because they're quite literally in here putting in the work, assembling everything, putting up all the mirrors, assembling all the cases, which leads me to, are you assembling the reformers, or are they just going to come in and you're like, okay, so it goes here, here, and here?
No, so they are 9 feet long, so they'll come out perpendicularly from the wall behind us, 9 feet. So that piece, the base, comes assembled. However, then you have the carriage, the springs, the pulleys, all that I have to assemble.
So do I get a discount if I come and help you?
I mean, I'll give you a class if you come and help me. Sure.
No.
We have Brittany behind the camera. It's just like, oh my God, Chris asking for discounts already.
She's like, this is why I have a husband who's going to come in and help me assemble all this mess.
You know, he says that and he's shaking his head like that. He'll probably help that day, but I'm a vice president of sales. Yes, that's what he's liking. He's around and he's going around the island in Surf City just telling everybody. He's my biggest cheerleader, my biggest champion. So he's already, I will say this, I've had 2 people sign up for memberships already. And the first person was someone he had met. And I didn't
That's
know this
awesome.
Until
Love
I mentioned
it.
That. It was, so he goes, oh, she goes, no, I'd met with your husband. He told me about it. And then I saw the social media and she signed up right away. And so I gave him all the props. I go, we got a member, but it was all you, babe, all you.
Yep. I will say, in general, in a business, do you think that you've done as much as you have because of your spousal support? Or do you think you would be here if you were like, if he was just floating around and wasn't the VP of sales?
I, number one, wouldn't be able to do it without him. I just, you know, we're, to me, the perfect match. You know, we complement each other in a lot of ways. And him being so excited for me and being so positive, not only to me personally in private, but to the world around, really gives me the confidence that I need, because I'm not a business owner, that I'm not an entrepreneur. This is my first venture in this. Not saying, you know, we have some real estate, we've done rentals. Like, it's not like I'm, you know, just been a teacher and then took the time off. But, you know, it really is helpful to have him. So,
what was really like the catalyst to have you start this here?
So, we talked about it. And then another, space opened up and then filled up. So the one they were looking at, he goes, it's open. And I actually wasn't here. I was in Pittsburgh moving us. So he was here looking around. I was like, go look at it. And he goes, oh, it filled up already. So this space, as in, what is this called? Triton Village. I don't even know if it actually has a name, but I always just tell people it's the plaza behind Salty Turtle.
Yes, exactly.
104 Unit E. So it's a place you want to be, right? It's got all these cute boutiques. It's got, you know, things are here and you want to be around here. And, you know, you cannot negate the tourism and the vacationers. So we do have a vacation special. We're going to do a 1-week unlimited special for $99. They can come as many times as they want. It'll be great, right? If they choose. But this particular area versus somewhere else really appealed to me. And that was more the catalyst, was finding this space that I can start with six. If I need to, then, you know, ideally, if my problem is we're growing too much and I have to order two more, that's going to be a great problem. But I have the space here to eventually, if I needed to, go on opposite sides.
So we were messing around chatting with Brittany earlier today, and question for you is, as an entrepreneur, because this is your first.
Yes.
Is it entrepreneur?
Yeah.
So the question for you is, what style are you? There's like two styles. There's the one who sits there and just analyzes. And then there's the opposite. Who's like, all right, cool. This is what I want to do. The space is open. Let's go for it.
So we had talked about it and actually looked into franchising one of the major franchises prior to this. So we didn't go into this completely blind. So I had a little bit of the knowledge of some of what it would take on the back end, right? Because I was an instructor. It's not like I was running the business. So having that look into that, I think, was very helpful to making the commitment. And then when I would weirdly be like, hey, would anybody be interested in Pilates? And I've gotten a lot of great feedback. We made the jump. And once then that happened, signed the lease, and I then was more vocal about it, the response has been amazing. So I feel really good about it. But we'll see, you know, come Paradise Pilates. TI.
So you are a teacher.
Correct. I'm comprehensively certified. So that's actually important to note. You can be just MAT certified. You can be just reformer certified, or you can be comprehensively certified, which means you are certified in MAT, the reformer, the chair, the ladder barrel, the trapeze table. So all this equipment, as we expand, will be coming. You know, some of this stuff is mostly the ladder barrel, the trapeze table. That'll be more for privates, which we also offer, which would mean it's a session that it would be one-on-one. Something else that's fun is a two-on-one. So it's called a duet. So if you two wanted to come and do a duet, right? You and your friend, you can come do a duet. But having comprehensively certified instructors, to me, is important. Now, would I negate someone for only being reformer certified? No, but having a accredited by the, it's two organizations that approve different types of certification, making sure that, because there are some people out there that are just watching Instagram. And they're saying that they can teach Pilates because they get a reformer and they watch Instagram. And that's, you know, like anything that you're going to do well, you don't want that.
Right.
So I am also nationally certified. So there is a test you have to take and you get that accreditation by passing that test and keeping up with your CEEs, so education. So I'm not only comprehensively, but also nationally accredited.
So is that what you're searching for? Do you have other teachers? Because you're amazing. You have the energy that I could feel like you would be doing this all day, every day.
Yes.
But have you found other teachers to come in? Or is that like something that you're shooting for in the future?
Yes.
To add more
That is
classes?
What I'm shooting for. So opening right now, ideally, because I want to know what the people want. I'm currently the only instructor and I plan on being open 7 days a week. Now, once I see it on this island or around here, a lot of people are close Monday and Tuesday or Sunday, Monday, right? A lot of places do really well because they're open on Mondays. I want to say, like, let's say Wednesdays, a lot of people aren't coming to class or they're not coming to morning classes, or it's Monday mornings, but they come to Monday nights. I'm going to adjust my schedule based on the needs. If I find someone, if someone, you know, messages me, which I actually had someone message today that she's a comprehensively certified, is here part-time, something, I'd be interested in that. But for right now, you know, there's a little bit of control, right, when you first open.
Sure.
So, yes, am I going to be exhausted and it's going to be crazy? Yes, but I feel as if right now I'm going to get through that crazy to make sure that I make a good decision and have it where I want to be. But, yes, I am looking to have an instructor come on or multiple, especially if we grow. If we grow and I have to add way more classes than 3 in the morning and 3 in the evening, then I'm going to have to. You can only do so much.
I'm just one of those people where I think of those things. I'm like, well, as a business, I know how much you need to be open just to like get to a certain point. And I'm totally down to support, like, because if you can only fit 6 people in here plus yourself, like, you guys got to be on it. You got to book those courses, book those days, and get that workout in.
Correct. So I'm hoping that, you know, if we, you know, get our membership and there's wait lists, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to do what the demand calls for.
So when can we sign up?
I mean, I am actually live right now.
Okay.
Right now. So my VP, there's my VP of sales. So if you didn't hear that, because it was an echo, it is. It's Paradise Pilates TI is the website. You can buy the founding membership if you'd like. I'm also going to, again, once the equipment gets here, I am going to offer some free classes, some open houses to show people what we're all about, and then get people signed up that way as well.
Something I want to touch on a little bit too is we've brought on a lot of people on the podcast before that are very much in the public eye.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to talk about is being the spouse of someone who was very much in the public eye.
Yeah.
How does that feel and how does that work for you to be the person, the supporting person behind that? Because that's what we've always heard, especially growing up, is it's not the person that's in the spotlight, it's the person behind them. So how is it being that person?
So I will never, ever not give credit to the amount of pressure and craziness that goes on for men, right? That it's insanity. And for me, it's hard because I get defensive and I want to support him and defend him. And so, and that's not what you do. In the place, you don't say anything, you don't respond, you are just loving and supportive. And that's a hard place to be in, especially when you have, you know, Joe Schmoes and media and everybody saying all kinds of things negatively, positively about your spouse. That's very hard. It's hard to keep to stay quiet and not say anything. But that's also, I know I married him very much when he was, you know, in his career. So I knew what I was getting myself into and I love him for him. And I'm, you know, do what I need to do to support him. And part of that was being the rock when he needed me to be, being quiet, getting mad sometimes, you know, or just like, hey, let's go here or let's watch this show and like get everything out. Right. So
No longer is she that person. She is now the person who's
she's the one in the spotlight.
Eye.
Yeah.
She is the person running the business, and I am in the background.
So right.
That's how the roles have flipped in the positive of our situation. I am currently the vice president of Paradise Pilates sales, trophy husband.
Yeah.
And only going to support her and catch up for my years that she supported me.
So she That's
is
awesome.
No longer in the background. She is the front.
Exactly. Very
right.
much
well,
in the spotlight.
We joked for a long time because, like I said, this has been our dream to move here, live here. He's looking into different real estate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've owned a commercial building. We still own two vacation rentals. We're looking at all different stuff. His favorite is to be the trophy husband. He wants to be the trophy yeah. husband. So I want to be a pillar of the community. I want to get involved. I want to be out there. I love that I'm going to be a business owner. And, you know, we love here. We love Surf City, Topsail, North Topsail. So.
And the reason why I wanted to ask
yeah,
that question
yeah.
more importantly than anything
mm-hmm.
is people don't understand what's going on in the background
mm-hmm.
of these people that are on
mm-hmm.
the TV. And
mm-hmm.
that's a huge role.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people can't be who they are
yeah.
without the supporting
yeah.
system behind
yeah.
them. And
yeah.
that's really the pillars that they're
mm-hmm.
standing on.
Right.
And that's what I really
yeah.
wanted to bring like
yeah.
attention to.
Oh, yeah. No, it's hard. Like, when you can't go to the grocery store or you can't go to the games anymore or, you know, you can't do things because of that. But it's just something that you know that's going to happen. And as things progress, you learn how to deal with it.
Yeah. But that's awesome that you guys decided to come back to Surf City out of, you probably could have moved anywhere in the United States or even in the world and just decided, you know what, this is the place to come, this is the place to be and to kind of set roots here.
Yep, this
I think
is
that's
it.
Really neat. And then mm-hmm. now that you want to be that pillar of the community,
mm-hmm.
I think says a lot to you and that you want to really be the impact of this area.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about pillars of the community.
Oh, pillars. I did bring it up.
You did. Do you know what the six pillars of Buddhism are?
I don't.
Okay,
what are
good,
they?
Because I don't either.
Oh,
I was going to say, I'm like, I know for a fact
like,
Chris is not going to give us the six pillars of Buddhism.
No.
I don't.
Are you just making shit up? Like, is there actually six pillars?
I'm not. I'm not 100% sure how many pillars are, but I know there are pillars.
Okay, no.
But in reality, my question is, for people... like the young people who listen to the podcast.
Yes.
Like growth-wise.
Yes.
What do you think of when you're like, oh, that person's a pillar of the community? Because a lot of people see everything from like the social media standpoint. And we grew up from a time when it's like, hey, like this guy was a pillar of the community. You saw them in person. They were out there talking to everybody. So in this new day and age, like,
yes.
what does that look like to
okay,
you?
Okay. So this is I've actually talked about this a lot. Like I said earlier, I'm turning 40. So technically I looked at this, I'm an elder millennial. Okay.
What?
Hey, hey. So I joke like all the jokes, all the memes out there. I'm like, that's me. I'm that millennial. I dance with my hands up. I do it all. Right. So one of that seriously. Oh yeah. Woo! So one of the hills, mount or valley, I don't know, whatever. Things that I was like feeling very nervous about when I was opening this and realizing was how important social media is, how important to have a presence, right? And for the last, you know, 7 to 10 years, it's just been family photos and I put some stuff up there, but very private. And I can post a photo and I can post a story, but did I know much about all of the things that need to go on for that? No. So I am going to give a shout out to my girl, Taylor Caruso from Taylor Caruso Media. I actually happened to run into her over at Chill Pretty when I was going over to introduce myself to my neighbor down the road. And she was there and I was like, this is God. I prayed for it. I prayed for someone to like, oh, I was Googling social media managers in the area. And I was like, God, I just need help with this. It's stressing me out. It's giving me anxiety. And I, you know, I'm not uncomfortable in cameras talking, but filming myself and putting it all together and if I'm going to be teaching six classes a day and then doing the business and the merchandise and all that, I was like, I need to offload that. And so she's been wonderful. So if you started following me when I just put up the coming soon and it was just a general Canva post and then all of a sudden now we're what, up to 3 or 4 posts and so much engagement. I think that that's something to be said right now because that is how you're reaching people and you have to know how to continue to reach people. So I think taking that leap of trusting someone else with that and knowing that that's where people are finding their information is part of being a pillar of the community. I'm a part of the Chamber of Commerce, so I'm going to be meeting with them and going to do a opening ceremony where we do a ribbon cutting. I think that being active in the town, knowing what's going on with, I guess, even town politics, maybe the town council, you know, being out and about and talking to people. And so that's my plan, is to at least start there and start meeting as many people as I can. Yes, to promote my business, but also to, you know, who knows where that's going to lead.
So for those people who don't know anything like me, hi. What's the Chamber of Commerce?
So it's the Greater Topsail Area Chamber of Commerce. So it is basically, you register as a small business and they promote you on their website. I'm actually meeting with them to find out exactly what they do for you. Like, I'm literally going to say to her, what can you do for me as a new business owner? I don't know if they do any regulating, but mostly I think it's to have a organization for the businesses in the town to have a list. Have a list. Yeah. I don't think, for example, like if it, like you did something wrong, like you'd go to the Better Business Bureau. I don't think you like call the Chamber of Commerce and like they blah, blah.
The Chamber of Commerce is supposed to help be like a backbone for small businesses in the community. That like if you have an issue, you can go to them. They can help you grow, or they can at least connect you to other businesses in your community.
Right.
Just to be more of like a network for you.
Right. Okay. There we go.
I was just curious.
Well, there we go. There's our answer.
We've had a few people like, oh, I'm part of the Chamber of Commerce. And one of our recent guests, Bill, was on, and he's like, yeah, we just opened. And he's on the Chamber of Commerce down in Wilmington. So I was just curious as to that. Which,
so no, the... I'm not... Anyway. So one of the reasons why we started the Surf City and Topsail thing the month that we started it. So one... We've been talking to Brittany Limeberry about coming up here and doing it anyway. And two, we recently had on Heather Allen, who was running for, I believe it was city council for this area.
Right.
And when we found out that this is her kind of home now and where she calls home, we're like, you know what? We've brought you on. You're already starting to get connected to this area of the community. Let's come up here and let's just completely immerse ourselves for the next month in Topsail and Surf City.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you know who have?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, so
I said it as if everyone knew, because hopefully everyone listened.
Well, no. Right. I didn't. But the other, to be fair, we came here in January and then I was gone for 2 weeks with the move. So February, you know what I'm saying? So
right. Yeah.
I'm not in the polls. And technically I live in North Topsail. So I do vote there. That's over there. But now that I'm a business owner, I've got to be both.
I asked that question mostly because like people in general should look into their communities and also look at who's running for different offices.
Very important.
That really affects small business owners. Because everyone expects, oh, hey, the hot cheese, you know, president is going to make, yes, they make sweeping effects.
What did you say?
The hot cheese.
That's what I thought. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I heard it.
Oh, yeah.
I was Flying Eagle. I don't know. There's a bunch of different names for them.
Gotcha.
But really what makes the biggest effect is your local office. Mm-hmm. And if you, like you said, being a pillar of the community, getting to know the people who are working in this area and who are supposed to be there for you is going to make more of an effect on your local lifestyle and like where you're going.
Yeah, for sure. Vote.
Yes.
What? Thank you for agreeing to that. So question for you.
Oh, yes.
With starting a new business.
Yes.
And I mean, you've already done a whole lifestyle of teaching and being an amazing wife, and still being a great wife, based on what your husband's shout outs back there. With being a business owner, like what would success look like for you?
First and foremost, I think having a membership that is thriving and they're enjoying the classes and they are getting the benefits of what Pilates has to offer. It is just so good for your body as well as your mind and your soul that I having the happy membership is going to be number one. Sharing what Pilates is important. And then, you know, I'm not going to lie, covering my costs and making a little money, right? I mean,
it's why we go into business.
But doing it day in and day out, and I'm excited to meet people. I'm excited to meet the men and women that are going to come in here. And I probably one of the most exciting parts, because I think, you know, and it being only six people a class, I'm going to be able to get to know people, get to know if they have an injury, if they're, you know what, oh, this hip kind of hurts, or they're training for this marathon. Pilates is great for runners. It's a great secondary workout for them, because they get so tight, and it really is a complementary balance to running. So just knowing why they're here and me helping them achieve those goals.
So as I'm sure you're aware too, not many men come to Pilates classes, mm-hmm. I'm sure. So if you were to speak to the listeners that are men out there, what's your biggest sales pitch for the men to come in to a Pilates class?
Definitely have a sales pitch. So I'm going to guess that many of the men that are listening, maybe even you guys, could not bend over and touch your toes.
False.
You can.
Let's see.
Okay. Your arms are very long.
Everyone says it like, oh, you can't touch your toes. I'm like, I'm fat, but I can touch
your toes. It's not about being fat. It is about your hamstrings.
Right.
Oh, very
true.
And
your back. So hamstrings, I know I probably berate this too much, and I'll say hamstrings 1,000,000,000,000 more times before I die. But it's getting your muscles longer and leaner to do all the things that you're going to do. So footwork is a lot of people start class with footwork. You're laying on the carriage. You're pressing against the foot bar. There's different number of springs on there. Yes, it's a warm up for your muscles, but it's also helps for you to get up and out of your chairs, get up and out of bed, walk up and down stairs. Then you move to different core exercises. So there's practical applications to many of the exercises that we do. And that's also something that, as a teacher, verbalizing that to your clients, like men who don't know that or wouldn't know that, how this could complement their life. For example, if you're a tennis player, if you're a pickleball player, if you're, you know, if you're doing, there's something, tell me and I can tell you blah, 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 blah. I shouldn't say blah, blah, blah. I should come up with words for that. So, okay.
You understand.
Okay.
You say part 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes,
like blah,
part
blah,
one,
blah,
two, or
like
different exercises. That would help with their specific need. And so, as people get older, men and women, your backs are an issue. Necks are an issue. Things start to happen. But the more you move your body, the healthier you are going to be. And Pilates is about movement. It is about life. It is about living longer. And the more you move, the more your body's going to be healthier. Yep.
So now that Chris asked the forward-looking question, we talked about looking forward for the reasons why you should do Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a second to look backwards and ask you a question. If you were to tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
If I was going to, I would say it's going to be okay. And that might be cliche, but I had tons of anxiety when I was in my 20s. Like, no matter what decision I made, it was wrong. I would then make a decision and then I'd be like, oh, I'd have crippling anxiety about that decision. And I wish I would have, and all that is what you know now, tell yourself then, but that those decisions and some of those mistakes and some of those great accomplishments that I had all were going to get me to where you are in that different stage, right? Like, I loved my 30s. I'm very excited about my 40s. I think my life is just getting better. Yes, are there highs and lows? But you grow in those hills and those valleys. And, you know, I have a great faith in God, and He has taken me, you know, that way. And I didn't grow up with faith or any of that. So it's been very new to me. And I'm like, oh, that decision, I see it now. I see this road that has brought me here. And so it's going to be okay. And, you know, giving a little trust and knowing that some of the mistakes you have to make to learn the lessons.
I love that. As we're wrapping up.
Okay.
You've said it a few times. So we just got to, like, make sure we punch it in.
Okay.
Where can people
That's what marketing is.
Oh, yes.
Marketing?
Yes.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
You can find me at Paradise Pilates TI. So that's on Facebook, Instagram, and the website. And then soon to be, according to my girl Taylor, we're going to get on some TikTok. Well, that's if, you know, they sell.
That's it, right?
We're not going to go if jump that horse.
Doesn't completely
you know, I'm
close
not
going
to go start doing TikTok dances if I don't have to.
So wait, is it ParadisePilatesTI.com or yep. is it ParadisePilates.TI?
Thank you for clarifying. It's ParadisePilatesTI.com.
Okay.
And then if you want to reach out to me directly, it's Aaron at ParadisePilatesTI.com.
Okay. I can spell that.
The TI is what I was a little bit worried about, but if I feel like people know it's Topsail Island, you know, they'll get the TI part. So
when you open up another one in Wilmington or in Leland, you know.
It could be Paradise Pilates.
BC or LA. Or
who knows? The world is my oyster.
Yes. I'm so excited.
I'm excited. Thank you for having me. It's been a real,
thank you
real,
so
real
much.
Good time.
And especially for you. It was so last minute. So we greatly appreciate it.
Hey, I want to thank Brittany. I'm thankful for this opportunity. I would have sat here all day. But hey, look it. I got that reception desk to build. So.
Thank you. Right.
And I've got my water to hook up. I've got all kinds of YouTube videos.
Yeah,
I've got to hang a door. Oh, yes. So, this is a DIY, but it's going to look awesome.
Taylor's got her work cut out for her today.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I know where I was telling you, like when we do on locations, mm-hmm. it's either like everything runs perfectly or nothing. So we always, we get spoiled doing stuff in studio, but I
Hope
love
for
doing
the best,
on
prepare
locations.
For the worst is where we're at.
Got it. No, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Yep. It was a blast. Yep. You guys check us out on all our social medias. Please subscribe. It helps us out. Like, comment, share. As per usual, subscribe, and we'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.
Cheers.